Isn't that lovely?
That's lovely, yes. Okay. I know what I'm doing the weekend now.
Oh, isn't that lovely? So you're going to be able to have a meal at last?
Yes.
Okay, so let me just do this first of all.
Well done, me old flower.
And one of these, just for good measure. There we are, isn't that lovely?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, now then, I don't know if, let's see, yeah, I think the easiest way to do it is when I come off air in about 20 minutes.
Yes.
Just give me a little tinkle and we'll set it up for you, and obviously you're off to the Forum Mare Nostrum in Alfaz del Pi. Meal for two. Have a lovely time and thank you for your call.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye,
thank
my dear.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we are. That's lovely, isn't it? Okay, so we've got our winner. It's time for our mystery song. Now then, we have lots of excellent guesses. You have... Eric, will you watch that clock again, please?
Yeah.
Okay. And do it in, you know, Greenwich Mean Time. None of this, you know, in real terms business or anything
GMT,
like that.
GMT, okay.
Okay, and 3 minutes to spot... our mystery advert. Okay, off we go. Well, we had the banks yesterday and the building societies. We've had the oil companies. They're having a good listen to this one today. You only got 3 minutes.
That Kenny B's not helping Paul's Roberto, is he?
Well, they haven't got a clue, that's
right. They're meeting up every night and talking about trying to figure out what it is.
I'd say I've beaten the Costa Blanca. I better make sure the phone's not blocked, by the way. Oh, the light didn't work. Hang on, one second. Do you know what? The light didn't work there, so it's funny, you see. Now, I thought somebody'd be there. Hello there, who's calling the Golden Shot?
It's E.T. from Calpig.
Hi, E.T. How are you today? Oh, we've spoken once. It's okay. I know you're all right. Okay, so, have you...
obviously... one of those things you were sucking the other day.
Oh, it was me Werther's original. So, oh, you think it might be the Werther's... sorry, I thought you... Do you know what? I thought for a minute... You know when we've had the Daleks and you were trying to make contact... I thought E.T. would be able to look down into our studio and see me having a word. I'm not having a word, there's actually.
I can only look down at my toes.
All right, so you're going... That's a nice advert, that, actually.
Sure,
with Grandad, isn't it? With
Grandad,
his,
yeah. It's a funny music, but yeah. I don't know if it's the same.
And do you like Werther's?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah, don't come anywhere near my desk. I've only got six left.
Not as original as they used to be,
I think. Well, I don't know. I'm not a sort of a connoisseur of the Werther. I'll go by what I'm given. And I'm given a lovely bag. All right, let me just have a look then. Could it be Werther's original for E.T.?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
Thanks, E.T.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Okay, on we go then. That's a nice idea, the Werther's original. Okay, back to the lines, and a very good afternoon. Who's calling?
It's infamous.
Oh, Eric. No, not Eric. Ian.
Yes.
From El Faro.
Where
we are going to visit, I keep telling you this, but we will, I promise you. We're just out of the blue, we'll just arrive. And we'll say, Ian, you know who this is, don't you? And you go, no. And I'll say, it's the infamous. And then you'll get it straight away.
Indeed.
Ian, so how's the day treating you?
It's a bit quiet today, but it's still not.
Okay, but they'll all be
life is good.
They'll be coming in, because I mean, by the time you've got the grandstand put up and everybody's outside, you'll be okay. So, Ian, what do you reckon?
I think it's Pirelli tyres.
Oh, all right, okay, Pirelli tyres. Right, okay, well, all I can do is go to ask the computer and just could it be... and you're definitely saying Pirelli tyres, aren't you?
Yeah.
Pirelli tyres.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Ian.
That's incorrect.
That's a lovely guess, Ian. Thanks very much. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, cheers.
Cheers, bye-bye. And we will see you soon, I promise you that. We will see you soon. So it's not Pirelli tyres. We've got everybody going on this one. A very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Vince.
And that's Charles, isn't it?
Correct.
Hello, Charles. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah. Is it the Automobile Association?
Oh, right. Now, you did... Which of the... You mean the AA, don't you?
That's right, yes.
As opposed to the RAC?
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you'd got the right one.
Right.
Okay, so I'll check it for you. Charles, could it be the AA?
I'm sorry.
Oh!
That's it, correct.
Thanks, Charles.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So it's not the AA. Superb guesses coming in again, but I think the Silver Fox and Vince the Prince are definitely going to win this one. Very good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Who's calling?
Diane from Nuthea Car again.
Oh, Diane and from Nuthea Car. So you've obviously been pondering about this.
Yeah.
Okay, did Coco help you at all in your quest?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, but Ken did.
Who did? Ken?
Ken. He's convinced he knows it.
And has he been out on his horse today?
No, he's just been grooming the paddock.
The parrot?
The paddock.
Okay, you've got to be careful because I had somebody who was looking after his privets yesterday.
Right.
And well, it took me by surprise actually. You know, I didn't know whether we should have been talking about it in public. All right, well, I've got to say hello to Coco again. In fact, it's Alfred. Will you say hello to Coco? Alfred, please. Come on, son. Come on, say it. Come on.
Hello.
Oh, there we go.
Hello, Paula. Hello. Hello, Paula. Hello.
Is he listening?
Hello, Paula.
He's listening, but he's not talking.
Oh, never mind. Okay, so, Diane, you've obviously had a ponder.
Yeah.
And
Ken thinks it's Honda.
Oh, you've had a ponder over the Honda.
Yes.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Okay, so could it be Honda? Right. Let me just have a little look. Could it be Honda?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Alfred. That's lovely. Thank you, Alfred.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Diane. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's lovely, isn't it? So on with the music then. So it's not Honda. Wonder why... Okay. A very good afternoon.
Hello, I want to put in a guess, please. I want to go completely off the wall, and I think that it's an advert where someone comes in with a silver salver, goes through all the corridors of a beautiful, beautiful ancestral home, takes off the top, and it's Heinz ketchup.
Now, this is Sue Adamson, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's Linda from Finistrat.
Linda? Goodness
yes.
Gracious me. You know, you've got a twin.
Oh, well, let us meet. Let's go out and get salsa dancing in Benidorm.
Oh, right, OK. I'll try and arrange that. I can't promise.
All right, then.
So you're going for an upmarket advert with stately home, wandering through the corridors and having a bottle of... what was it again?
Heinz ketchup, when they take away the silver salver to serve the dinner.
Well, we're all... Now, the mind is definitely boggling. Let's see, then. We'll go to the computer.
All right, then.
For the lovely Linda, could it be Heinz ketchup?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, so it's not Heinz ketchup. There we are. It's just me. The sun must be strong out there today. Oh, let's go to the phone again, and a very good afternoon.
Hello, Vince.
Hello there.
Is it Insurer Direct?
And who's calling?
Peter from Albia.
Hello, Peter from Albia. So you're going back to the upmarket and the insurance. So Insure Direct...
Yes.
Okay, and any reasons why you thought that?
Well, there's a lady who walks along with, like, a life-saving belt on.
Ah, okay. So we're on the sort of a lifeline now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look then for Peter, and could it possibly be Insure Direct?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Peter. Oh,
that's it, correct.
Thanks very much, Peter.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so it's not Insure Direct. Would you believe this? Okay, and off we go once again to the back phone, and a very good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Nicky, is it? Is that Nicky putting on her posh voice, trying to frown me?
I didn't say hello, that was all.
Yeah, well, I know. I got you on the H. It's the H part of hello that I got you on, wasn't it? Nicky from the Port Abello, putting on a posh voice. All right then, Nicky, how's it going?
Fine, thank you.
You got that telephone sorted out yet?
No.
That Michael's a skinflint. You tell him from me, I want a telephone out on the patio so his customers can have a chat with OCI.
Right, all right.
Lovely.
Then, Vince.
All right, Nicky, what have you got then, my dear?
I forgot. Scottish Widows.
Scottish Widows. Now then, I think we might have had that before, you know.
Have you? That's
well,
true, isn't it?
You never know. No, I don't know. It's the computer, not me, that says. So, for Nicky from the Port Abello with a posh voice... Could it be Scottish Widows?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
Thanks, Nicky.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well done to all at the Portobello, and on we go. Some great guesses again to the back phone. A very good afternoon.
Very good afternoon. I just have to pop outside. It's a jukebox gang.
Oh, right, Paul, it's Paul, isn't it? Yeah, and Paul, is Kenny B with you?
No, he's in bed.
He's in bed. Well, I won't go in. Oh, yeah, okay, we'll leave it nice and loose at that then, okay.
He's played four games of golf this week, he's buggered.
Oh, right, okay, say no more. All right, so what do we reckon then?
Well, we're going on a different track.
Okay.
We think it's Virgin Trains.
Virgin Trains. Wow, okay. So, well, as you say, you're on a different track altogether there, aren't you? Okay, could it be Virgin Trains?
I'm sorry.
Oh, Paul.
That's it, correct.
Thanks for your call, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, bye-bye. Okay, so it's not Virgin Trains. Would you believe this? Back to the telephone, to the bat phone. A very good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello there. Who's calling?
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Is it a Hyundai?
Hyundai, because you obviously heard the H with Honda. That's got you going a bit there. Hyundai. Have you ever been... Hyundai, is that Japanese or Korean? I can't remember.
I think it's South Korean, isn't it?
I think it is South Korean.
Yeah.
Do you speak any Korean?
No.
You don't speak any Korean at all?
None whatsoever.
Hyundai. I just wonder what it meant, actually.
Number 67 or something, I
normally
say.
Hyundai with chips. Yeah, it could be, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think it might be Hyundai. Let me have a little look for you. Let me see.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so it's not the Hyundai. Let's go to the back phone again, and a very good afternoon.
It's Glenys the Menace.
Hello, Glenys, my dear. How are you today?
All right, I'm very well.
Lovely. Have you had your hair done this morning, by any chance?
No, I'm hoping to have it done this afternoon.
Oh, lovely. Look, you, isn't that beautiful?
Well, what are you going for tonight?
Are you going to, what about colours? Are you going to go mad this week?
Oh, no.
Oh, go on, Glenys.
I don't like that.
You have a different colour, you know, something that's shocking pink or something like that.
Ooh,
bright
yes.
Pink.
I'll take your advice.
Yeah, bright pink with a streak of green somewhere. I think that'd be lovely. Lovely bit of green. Glenys, me dear, what do you think it might be?
Eurostar.
You're a star, Glenys. You are, absolutely. Okay, let's have a look then. Could it be Eurostar?
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
Glenys Diakovauer.
Never mind. Ta-ta.
Bye-bye. Ta-ta, Rowan.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's lovely. That's Glenys the Menace there in Llanuthia. Nice to get your voice, Glenys. Let me go to the bat phone again. Here we go. And a very good afternoon. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. What do you reckon?
British Gas.
And who's calling?
Mike. The
matter. Mike, right down there near Torrevieja. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, it's funny. You've put La Mata on the map. Do you hope you realise that? You are now a very famous, not just any old Mike, you're Mike from La Mata.
All right.
And not, don't forget, you can get the podcast as well all around the world now, Mike. You could be very, very famous. www.vincetracy.com podcast. I tell you, look in the podcast.
I've got you, actually.
Have you really? Well done, Mike. Okay, so you think it could be?
British Gas.
Let me have a look for Mike. Eric, will you stop creaking? I'm trying to talk to Mikey. I'm sorry about that, Mike. It's Eric. I don't know if it's the chair bones. Or Eric's bones. I think it's his bones. Thank you, Mike. Let's have a look then.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Mike.
That's incorrect.
Thank you, Mike.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend, by the way. That's Mike, all the way down near La Mata. This is right near Torrevieja, that. Hang on, I haven't got time to switch it on now. Very good afternoon.
Hello.
Who's calling?
Catherine Benidorm.
Hello, Catherine Benidorm.
Is it Ferrero Rocher?
Have you been drinking, me dear?
The
I know, this is the ones that the ambassador doesn't have, isn't it? Okay, Kath, could it be
I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's it, correct.
Kath, have a lovely weekend, me dear.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, bye-bye. Okay, so we've only got time for about one or two guesses and that'll be it, I tell you. We've beaten the Costa Blanca again. Okay, we're nearly there. Eric, we're nearly there. Very good day.
Hello, Vince.
Hello, who's calling?
It's Beryl.
Hello, Beryl, me dear.
Is it PowerGen?
PowerGen, so you're going back to utilities, aren't you?
Ooh.
Okay, so could it be PowerGen for Beryl? Stand by.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
Never mind, Beryl, have a lovely weekend.
And you, Vince.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so it's not PowerGen, not the utilities. 2:55, we've got about a minute left. A minute of guesses left, and a very good afternoon. Who's calling?
It's Marlene from Calpe.
Hello, Marlene, me dear.
Shall we fly out into the night and make it British Airways?
British Airways. Ooh, that sounds nice. And how are the parrots, by the way?
Pardon?
How are Vince and Eric?
Oh, they're fine. Chirping away.
Lovely. Vince and Eric always chirping away. All right, Marlene, let me see. Could it be Vince and Eric? No, could it be British Airways?
I'm sorry. That's it, correct.
Thank you, Marlene. Have a nice weekend.
And the same to you. Ciao.
Thanks, ciao. Okay, well done then. So we've got, I think, about... We've got time to switch you back on again. And a very good afternoon. Who's calling?
It's Peter Moore from Calpe.
Hello, Peter.
Not Calpe, Old Compale. It's a Coleman's Mustard.
Now, listen, just before we give you the answer, are you sure you know where you are?
Yeah, I mean El Campeo.
I get days like that, you know. I sometimes wonder which part of the house I'm in at times. All right, Peter. Okay, so you're thinking Coleman's mustard.
Yeah.
That's a hot guess. Let's see then. Could it be the hot favourite? Could it be Coleman's mustard?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
no.
That's it. Correct.
Thank you, Peter. Have a nice weekend.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're almost there. We'll take one last guess. And to the back phone, a very good afternoon.
Good afternoon again, Vincent.
Good afternoon, Christopher.
How are you?
I caught your voice that time, didn't I?
Yes, all right.
Okay, Chris, what do you reckon?
How about Intercity?
Yeah, because you were feeling pretty rotten yesterday with this one, weren't you? You know, I remember you telling me. You, in fact, I'm surprised you got a call from you this afternoon, Chris.
I know, Vince, but I'm determined to have a crack at it, mate.
Okay, well, I'm going to make your weekend now.
No.
At least the computer is. Are you ready, Chris?
Yes, I'm ready.
This is one for the weekend.
I'm sorry. That's it, correct.
Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got about 30 seconds, I'm afraid. Can't take any more guesses. Yes, again, well, I say last one. Very good afternoon. Who's calling?
It's Liz from
Albia. Hello, Liz from Albia. What do you reckon?
Could it be Lloyds Bank?
Lloyds Bank. I'll just check that one for you.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That's it, correct.
Thank you, Liz. Have a lovely weekend.
And you, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, can't take any more guesses. Thank you very much indeed for all your calls. Eric, thank you
done
for
it.
Being here.
We've done it.
And Dave, thank you for popping in.
I'm sulking.
You enjoyed coming in to see us?
Yes, I did.
Nice to meet you as well.
I've got to thank Dave for the fantasy football he brought in from Mariah. Thanks
lovely.
A lot, Dave.
Listen, I'm going to go 30 seconds over. Paul will go mad with me, but no, hang on, the call's gone. We can go, it's okay. No, Paul wasn't